I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for February 18th, 2020 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Fry is absent. Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stowe?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Six members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Mr. Fry is excused. I welcome back David Patch. Understand we're on his beat again now. And anybody have any questions during the course of the meeting, please raise your hand and we'll recognize you at the appropriate time. Invite you all to join us with our Pledge of Allegiance this evening.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, that moves us on to additions to the agenda. I have no additions for this evening. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Members of City Council? All right, we'll go to staff members. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
We have our captain with us tonight. The chief is off on family duty tonight.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Haller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Bryant?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved for this evening. I'd like to welcome the students that just came in the back door. There are agendas on the two side tables if you'd like to grab one of those to follow along and as evidence you were here. If you have any questions during the course of the meeting, raise your hand and I'll recognize you for the question at an appropriate time. Okay, we are on to approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on February 3rd. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes from the Sylvania City Council meeting held February 3rd, 2020, as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our February 3rd, 2020 meeting as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda item 5 is our 2020 ODOT Highway Safety Improvement Program application. This is one piece of the funding puzzle for the improvements at US 23 and Monroe Street in 2025. David, if you didn't know, we have put off rebuilding the deck of that bridge and combining it in with this project. And this is a $28 million project. And I would like to defer to Mr. Haller to give us a backdrop on this, if you want. This is one of several sources. I refer everybody to this page in your council packet. This is wonderful work being done by Mr. Haller and Mr. Shaw and our service department. We have established a wonderful cooperative working arrangement with both TMACOG and ODOT, thanks to Mr. Haller. And if you don't know, Joe Shaw is now the Transportation Committee Chairman of TMACOG, filling in for the county engineer who has resigned from office. Not that that has any effect on any of granting grants, but it does help people know who we are, and I think does help. Mr. Haller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, the total project is about a $28 million project. All of the applications that we've submitted so far have been successful, with a small caveat. When we applied for Transportation Alternative Program funding, we were not awarded funding for that, but that committee suggested that because our project was the largest, highest ranked surface transportation block grant project, that they increase what we had requested for in the same amount as what we had requested for the Transportation Alternatives Program. So while we weren't successful in that program, and that's why that's in red on that second page, if you notice the line right above it, we actually were giving, were given $443,200 more than we had requested in the Surface Transportation Block Grant Program. So we're at a net success if in our mind that we've, the money that we've requested is the money that we've gotten so far. This request that we're applying for Highway Safety Improvement Program is a large large ask. It's about $9.8 million. The cap for this program is $10 million. So we are very close to the maximum amount that can be funded. And very rarely do projects get funded to that level. However, we do believe that we have a strong project. We do know that ODOT is very much in favor of this project proceeding. They wanted to do something with that interchange for some time, and we're cautiously confident that we'll be successful with the $9.8 million request. if, assuming that we receive that, the only pool of money that will be left to apply for is $944,000 from OPWC. That won't take place until 24 or 25 when the project gets closer, just because of funding timelines. But that would leave the city with about $2.8 million. Most of these grant programs require at least a 10% match on the part of the local community. So regardless, we would be on the hook, so to speak, for that $2.8 million.
I did hear recently that the state of Ohio will fund 100% of some safety improvement grant applications instead of 90% now. We're very top, close to the $10 million cap, but yes, that would be very helpful if they would do that.
Yeah, those are more local safety improvement projects. We do have a couple projects we're going to be bringing towards council, probably latter part of this year in the fall, that we will be trying to take advantage of that 100% match.
Okay.
The surface, all of these programs, CMAC, SDBG, all of those programs have anywhere from a 10 to 20% match. Some of the 20% match that were, that some of these programs have, were actually leveraging the other grant programs to meet that 20% match. So we're leveraging a lot of different programs here to get as much.
I like the way that works. So,
yeah. Kevin, the $2.8 million that we would fund, would that be in, what budget year would that be in?
That would be in budget year 2025. Yes.
Should we be, I mean, we don't have a $2.8 million capital budget opportunity. Should we be accruing funds to meet that, or should we anticipate bonding that amount, or how would we do
the administration that? Has been discussing that, those different possibilities, start a sinking fund for it or something like that.
See,
but I haven't gotten Toby's recommendation yet. He's aware that we have that to come up with.
Technically, we have a fund already.
Yeah,
fund balance that's already in place. The $10 million.
We could draw down some on that, but that's a few too many years out to speculate at the moment.
2030 if the bond payment stops.
You're talking about our. That, I know what fund you're talking about.
That's the capital fund.
Right.
It would be the appropriate use of that money.
It would. Would also be, well, that raises all those issues about what, how big do we want that fund to be.
Mm-hmm. We will continue to study that.
We'll still be on the three-year planning window. So next year when you give us our budget, it won't be on there. But I'll try and remember that.
It's getting closer every year.
Yeah, okay.
How confident are we with the $28 million allocated or estimated for the project, seeing as how it's 5 years out?
As comfortable as we can be, you know, those estimates are created by the consultant using ODOT numbers. ODOT estimates are typically higher than what we would estimate ourselves, and there's also an inflation factor in there associated with those. So, yeah, I would, you know, who knows 5 years from now, if we have an oil embargo or something, then asphalt prices are going to skyrocket. But I believe as a general rule, I'm comfortable with it. Yeah.
That's real money there. Okay, we do have a resolution in front of you tonight, Resolution 6-2020, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to prepare and submit an application for those Ohio Highway Safety Improvement Program dollars. Mr. Fry is not here tonight, so actually, Mr. Richardson, I have you reading this one as a member of the Streets Committee.
Be happy to. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 6-2020. A resolution, all members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Ohio Department of Transportation Highway Safety Improvement Program and to execute contracts as required, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 6-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Resolution Number 6-2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 6-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 6-2020 is approved. And again, thanks to Mr. Aller for designing this funding package and working with the funding organizations. Moving on to agenda item 6, we have a modification to the engineering contract for the Cushman Road improvements. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project, when the survey work came back and the original design came to us, we realized that because of the existing drainage in the area, or lack of drainage in the area, which was something that we had in the back of our minds, had planned to try to correct with this water main project. But because of the grade and the way that the existing storm sewer drain flows through what piping is there, which is very minimal, we found that the water line was not going to be able to be installed where we had originally planned. The location of the existing water line, ditch, the low grade of the ditch, and the improvements that were going to be needed to that ditch in order to get things to flow properly, just did not accommodate the water main to be on the east side of the road like we had anticipated. So we're going to locate that water main on the west side of the road and at the same time make the improvements to the storm drainage in that area that need to be made. If any of you are up there after a heavy rain, there's typically water setting in several areas along there. And we have a lot of driveway tiles that are either not at the proper grade or blocked. We have some that are flowing the wrong direction. It is just a hot pot of storm drainage up there. Because of that, and because of easements that are going to be needed to accomplish that work, we're needing our consultant on that, which is ESA, out of Toledo here, to do some additional work that wasn't originally planned. And so they've submitted costs to finish that work. It brings our total cost of the engineering contract to $34,200, which is an increase. Our original fee on that project was $12,500, And we're actually increasing the engineering fee on that by $21,700. We're almost tripling that fee. We've taken a look at it. Joe and myself have both reviewed the fees. They've indicated the amount of work that is going to be performed on it, the number of hours they plan to commit to it, and we're comfortable that those are valid numbers and that that's what it's going to take to get it done. We're still below the estimate that we had originally put together for the engineering on this project. When we got the initial design fee of $12,500, we were flabbergasted because we had actually estimated about $39,000 for engineering work. We're still below that estimate. We're comfortable that the fees that are being requested is an indication of the true work that's involved, and we would recommend approval.
A natural question is, what about the construction budget for the project?
No adjustment there. We had already accommodated for the storm drainage. Our excavation or our grading numbers are probably going to be a little low, but what we're seeing in water line numbers right now, we think that we're probably high on the water line side. So I think from a construction budget estimate, I think we're going to be just fine. So, and like I said, we had initially budgeted even more than what this number will be for the project. So I don't know if somebody was trying to keep a survey crew busy during the winter or what, but we're still comfortable with the number that's
very good. Requested. Thank you. We do have proposed ordinance 8-2020. Tonight to authorize this amendment to the existing agreement with ESA. Mr. Hanem, would you read this one for us?
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I introduce ordinance number 8-2020. All members of council have previously received copies. I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve the amendment to the city's agreement with ESA LLC for the engineering services relative to the Cushman Road improvements, increasing the proposal amount by $21,700, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 8-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you. I move final passage of ordinance number 8-2020 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 8-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 8-2020 is approved. Agenda item 7 is an update to our current agreement with the Toledo Lucas County General Health District. 20 years ago, it was an intensive conversation around Lucas County whether or not the then Toledo Health Department could or should be combined with the Lucas County Health Department. And I participated at that time in several meetings with area township trustees and mayors, and was also counseled by Mrs. Westfall's father, who was our representative on the health board, that this would be a more efficient and better for the health of the general district to do this. So it was passed by us and all the other subdivisions 20 years ago. The contract dates back about 20 years ago and has not been updated since. I got a call from Mr. Zagadinsky about 2 months ago telling me that he would like to have the contract updated and some changes made to it. We'll let Mrs. Brining talk about the changes, but the main change from my perspective is the percentage of the overall total that we'll be paying. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's correct. The
original agreement was authorized and entered into back in 1999, and then in 2005 and 2009, it was amended, and really just the term was extended. The percentage of the funding contributed by each of the participating entities is based on a pretty complicated formula that I won't pretend to understand, but I just know that the City of Sylvania was responsible for 3% of the funding, and it had to do with real estate valuation.
And population.
And population. And that was how it was from 1999 until 2009, when the city's allocation of costs was increased from 3% to 3.35%, which is about a $10,000 annual increase is what that amounts to. Other than that, the third amended agreement is substantially the same. It doesn't provide for any change in governing power, or the seats on the board are still the same. It just extends the term January 1st, 2025, and changes the allocation of costs from 3% to 3.35%. So we would recommend its approval.
Obviously, if our percentage has gone up, some communities went down, and that's a reflection in change of population or change of property values. That two-prong method of determining who pays how much is not novel to the health department. We use it in other organizations that are countywide as well, and I think is a fair way to do it. I had Mr. Schroyer, however, take a look at the numbers and discuss them to make sure that we were being treated fairly. And Toby, do you have a report on that?
I went back all the way to 2004 and looked at all our audited financial statements to confirm the numbers that were used for the valuation. Not the population, but the valuation were a match, and they were each year. So,
all right.
Our audited financial statements.
Mrs. Westfall.
Mr. Mayor, I am curious if this appointed representative by the city has been in place the whole time, or is that something, a new provision?
No, we have had a representative on the board from the very beginning. It started, I believe, with Dr. Newton, who resigned a few years into it. Yeah, retired. I worked very hard to have him continue in the role. He was chairman of that board for a while, but then we've been through a couple other appointees. We do now have a registered nurse that's our appointee that I get very good reports on, that she represents not only Sylvania well, but is a constructive member of that committee as well. We are also invited annually to a meeting about health department business as the elected officials. There has been nothing particularly controversial with those. In fact, I've sent Mr. Aller once or twice to those meetings, and Mr. Sanford went to it once. This is pretty straightforward. I don't believe that there's any pressure to pass this tonight, but I really don't think it needs to go to committee. This is just continuing on what's been going on without complaint.
It also seems that switching from 3 to 3.35 is a nice reflection of our city is doing well.
I agree. If there's votes to pass it tonight, I refer it to Mrs. Westfall to read it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 9-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to enter into an amended agreement with the Chairman of the Lucas County General Health District Advisory Council for a contract providing for the administration of health and environmental affairs in the regional combined health district, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 9-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 9-2020.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 9-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 9, 2020 is approved. We are now to agenda item 8. This is to enter into a customer supply agreement through the NOAC, through Northwest Ohio Aggregation Coalition recommendation that has saved our residents and residents of all the member communities, which are most of our neighbors, millions of dollars over the years. But I'd like to go to Mrs. Brining to discuss this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Our current supply contract with, we're currently in a contract with First Energy Solutions, expires in April. So Mr. Frye, through his company, Palmer Energy, solicited RFPs from 14 suppliers, and we received the responses back, and we got together as a group to review the responses and to evaluate and obtain Mr. Frye's recommendation on what the next step should be. There were three suppliers that he recommended moving to the contract review process. Those are AEP Energy, Dynegy, and First Energy Solutions. This estimated average residential customer annual savings for all three of those is comparable, but those prices and terms can fluctuate. So what he recommended, and Leslie Kovacic, who works for the City of Toledo Law Department, has kind of always taken the lead on the contract negotiations because they have most customers. So she handles that portion for our group. And so what we are requesting is that you authorize the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement with one of those three suppliers based on final approval and review by Palmer Energy as our consultant and myself as the law director. And we are anticipating about around a $50 annual savings for our residents, which doesn't seem like much, but since we joined NOAC in 2000, we have saved $86 million through 2019. So that's, it all adds up. So I know it's complicated, so if anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to answer them as best I can.
Our city council expert is not here tonight. If he were, he'd have pushed back from the table by now. But this is his work. This is just an ordinance authorizing the city to enter into this customer supply agreement. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance
number 10-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a customer supply agreement for the provision of electric supply energy to residential and small commercial customers within the city of Sylvania. All members of council having received copies in advance, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 10-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 10-2020 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 10-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 10-2020 is approved. Addressing the students in the back, have you been here before and heard my explanation of our two motion system? All right. And I should explain that to you. Our city charter requires all ordinances to be read in their entirety three times at three consecutive meetings for passage. However, because of Xerox machines and because now the internet, people can review it in advance, we are able to read by title only. And we are also able to waive the second and third readings with a and pass it with a supermajority of council. That means five out of the seven members of council voting for it. So we can take care of business in one council meeting rather than three and save a lot of reading time for these members of council around the table. Some of these ordinances are pretty long, but that's why we do this in this way. All right, we are now going to move on in the agenda to agenda. We got to agenda item nine. We have two more tonight that you can listen to the two motions and how we dispense with the charter requirements. So agenda item nine is ordinance 11-2020. This is to enter into an agreement to establish the Lucas County 911 Regional Council of Governments. This will be the controlling body for the new consolidated 911 services. We have worked on this agreement for most of a year. The first references, the first copies of it that I read, I was not satisfied with. And at a meeting of all the area mayors and some of the villages and townships, I asked the county why they had not put in there an oversight of all of the chief elected officers of each of the subdivisions to approve the budget and to approve the labor contracts on an annual basis. And he, honest engine, they looked back at me and said, well, we didn't know how to word that in here. So I dictated it to him. And he put it in here, but he didn't write down what I said. It's kind of convoluted in here. Mrs. Brining or Mr. Aller, you know where it is. It's most of the way back. I think it's section six, the last paragraph of it there. The actual COG will be the Administrator's Technical Advisory Committee. Meet on an annual basis at the start of each fiscal year, comprised of the chief elected official and their designee of each political subdivision, and they will be there to approve the annual budget and all collective bargaining agreements. This is a point of contention that's still being debated by some of the subdivisions affected. Toledo and Lucas County and Ottawa Hills have approved the agreement. Maumee and several of the townships are still disputing it. However, my recommendation is that this does include the requirements that I found necessary and I think that are necessary to do this. I do not want to serve on a committee that meets monthly and directs the fire chiefs and police chiefs how to do their business, but I do think it's entirely appropriate and necessary for the electors in Lucas County to have a direct run into the people that are voting on the budgets and the labor contracts. And this is required by this. The next step of this will be to come up with the bylaws for this organization to function. That'll happen pretty soon. As you know, the goal to put consolidated 911 into place is the end of this year. And it is affecting people's employment at the current satellite dispatch units as they look for other jobs or concerned how long their job will last. I don't see any reason not to proceed with this.
Mr. Mayor?
But I'm open to questions.
Yeah, I had, my concern was with Section 7. You know, we looked at all, which is the fees and costs.
Yes.
Okay, and I know we looked at projections about how much we would be obligated to pay into this. And I guess what I don't like about this is, this leaves it up to the majority of your administrative council to assess the fees, and I don't see any.
Well, there is a formula there.
Where is that?
Well, that's the second sentence of the first paragraph. These costs shall be assessed to the county, municipalities, and townships on the method and formula determined by the 9/11 Planning Committee. That Planning Committee's already proposed that. That's a different group then this...
Is that formula established?
It is, and it's based on the number of calls. It is service-based.
Okay, that's what I thought. So that's...
Incidents now. Incidents. We had to expand it from calls to incidents. Explain that, Mr. Chairman.
That formula was established when?
By the 911 Planning Committee, which is those five members.
Which was before?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's in their report, their final report of the recommended consolidation of the...
Okay, because I knew we had looked at this, looked at the funding, and, I mean, we all concluded that the funding mechanism was okay, and I guess I didn't understand that was incorporated.
That has not changed.
Right.
However, the numbers are being disputed, what their actual expenses are going to be, and we think our savings are going to be less than the $440,000 or so that they projected. And the decision that this council is going to face later this year is, can you afford to keep the police station open 24/7 for $440,000? And I can tell you right now, you can't.
Right.
Well, what hours are you going to, are you going to pay more than you're paying now so that this facility stays open? Are you going to keep it open during normal business hours or keep it open 12 hours a day? We will be back to you with alternates for that, and are also discussing the possible location of a safe room for people that are coming to the police department for shelter to be able to get in a first door, and there's an emergency phone there and a secure door locked behind them that doesn't give access into the rest of the building. We're studying those possibilities now. But this, you know, if somebody says we're saving a lot of money, well, we're not if you want to keep this building open.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, we knew all those issues.
Yep.
When we voted the way we did. But what I was not comfortable with was that the method and formula were established, and that addresses my concern.
Okay.
And I'd be prepared to move forward on this, if you are.
Mr. Mayor, I just have one question.
Sure.
It's not a question of concern. It's just a question of curiosity here. Does this mean, from what it reads in the very first paragraph, that as long as there's two or more political subdivisions, this will move forward? And so really right now it will move forward.
There's already three that have agreed to it. This
okay.
is pretty much a done deal for the county. However, if Sylvania or any of those subdivisions do not approve it, they're still going to receive service from it, but will not have a vote in the operation of it. They are, by state law, now obligated to be a part of this system.
Right.
So we do have an ordinance to do this. Anything further, Mr. Aller or Mrs. Brining, you'd like to share on this one? Or Chief Miller? I know you've studied this a lot, too. It is going to affect our employees next door. There are six full-time people over there that will not be employed as dispatchers. We may keep some of them as records clerks or people to keep the office open with other duties.
Do we need to advance those discussions for
I can tell
our
you
employees?
Just to Chiefs be good employees. Or, Captain Miller would have to confirm this, or Kevin, but they are aware of where they stand.
Yeah.
And Chief Snore has been working diligently on his different options with Mr. Aller.
Okay.
And we're not going to wait until the end of the year to bring these back to you.
Right.
But we're
they will all have the option to go down.
They
downtown.
Do. Right. That, and I think that was part of the agreement. They're
right.
all guaranteed a job down there.
Right.
They're not guaranteed to be paid the same as they're being paid at their current positions. And they're not guaranteed what hours or the working conditions are.
I understand.
Some have come from downtown out here because they didn't like it downtown.
Well,
our chief telecommunicator has been pretty active in a lot of the meetings during the formation of this. We've had just one meeting with our dispatchers. We had another one scheduled, but she was able to bring enough information to her and has been kind of keeping them informed that they just didn't feel that the agreement was necessary. They felt that they knew what was going on, so to speak. We are taking a look at, actually, March 2nd, the chief, the captain and myself will be meeting to review the two options that we believe are the most likely. There's a third option that we'll provide to you, but that's going to be a big step for the city, I think. So once we go March 2nd, you know, I would anticipate that we probably bring that to you at the March 16th meeting for council discussions to begin on what we want our future agenda.
I'm sure we'll want to have those discussions in the safety committee meeting. Right. So, well, I appreciate the that we're on top of this, and certainly I want to be good employers and make sure those people feel comfortable with what we're doing.
All right, if we're ready, I would like to have Mrs. Westfall introduce proposed ordinance 11-2020.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 11-2020. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement to establish the Lucas County 911 Regional Council of Governments on behalf of the city of Sylvania, Ohio, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 11-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 11-2020 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 11-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 11-2020 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 10, you have in front of you ordered legislation, proposed ordinance 12-2020, and this is to accept the proposal of the Fuller Art House to prepare an advanced style guide for the new City of Sylvania logo. I can report that we're already working on preliminary designs with the Fuller Art House on things that we have to get moving quicker. But she today sent an email saying, let's not go too fast. Let's make sure we get everything the way it's supposed to do and coordinated. Mr. Richardson, this is going to be in your committee. You're specifically mentioned in this ordinance that she should be working with your committee. Have you had a chance to review? I mean, we already had the agreement.
Of course, yeah. And we talked about it outside of intrusion here at the last meeting. And
that's right.
Feel very comfortable about it, yeah.
All right. Well, would you like to introduce ordinance 12?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 12-2020. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Fuller Art House to prepare an advanced style guide for the new City of Sylvania logo, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $6,200, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 12-2020 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 12-2020.
Second.
As an emergency measure.
As an emergency measure, yes.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 12-2020 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 12-2020 is approved. Going to the second page of our agenda, I have no agenda items under either committee reports or committee referrals. Are there any committee reports or referrals to be made at this time?
Mr. Mayor, I don't have either of those. I was just wondering if you could, I know you participated in the architectural review and planning commission meeting about the new apartment complex. Could you give us a brief report?
I sure can. They have submitted architectural renderings of the buildings, and they are all brick buildings. They look very nice. They brought in a brick sample and a siding sample for up in the gable areas. and I certainly have no complaints with the quality of what they're proposing or the appearance on the outside. However, the city service department and zoning people think that we might be better served to have a little bit more siding on the building so that there's some rhythm and variance in the buildings, as they are on those ones down on Holland Sylvania Road on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that actually softens the view. If you think of all brick apartment buildings, ones I can think of are over on Middlesex Drive in the city of Toledo, behind Sanger Library.
Right.
Those are all brick buildings, and they're not a lot of design to them. Even our SOMO building over here is going to have a mix of brick mm-hmm. and siding. So Kevin and Tim, and I don't know if Joe was part of the conversation or not, have talked to me about them practicing architect. And I agreed with what they said, but I did stop them and say the minimum property standards for the federal government requires brick go down to the ground on at least the first half of the first floor. And so what I've told them or what they've told them is, let's have brick around the base all the way around so that the siding doesn't get torn up by lawnmowers or vandals or something like that. And they will be back to us with a proposed another view. But what they turned in was approved by the Board of Architectural Review, as was the replat of the site plan. Because of the corner property that was annexed into the city, the utility easements across it were not needed, so it was replatted to include that whole, the whole area. So I was very satisfied.
Good.
They are also, we've asked them to go to the Ability Center, as the architects for SOMO did earlier, to make sure that the Ability Center is happy with the accessible housing that will be a part of it. Federal law is ADA law, Americans with Disabilities Act, does require a certain number of units to be accessible and to have access, not only to get in the door, but accessible inside in the kitchen and the bathroom and all doorways. But sometimes we can get a little bit more and more of the units, and it doesn't cost them any more money. So, and if they're going really for adults, there may be some adults who would appreciate those facilities as well.
So are they still anticipating?
Summer start. Yep.
I mean, we have two big housing projects going.
206 and 252. That's a lot of units.
That's a lot of units.
Unfortunately, none of them will be occupied for our census.
For our census.
Okay, good question. Any other questions or business? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes, and this council is adjourned until our next regularly scheduled meeting 13 nights from tonight on Monday, March 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.